Join industry leaders for an exciting event unlike any other at Parker Seminars Las Vegas 2024. Attendees will hear from renowned speakers, including ultra-distance cycler David Goggins, leadership expert Simon Sinek, and an author of Battle for Your Brain, Nita Farahani, among others. We'll have 12 unique tracks to choose from, covering topics from beyond biohacking and chiropractic principles to clinical science and more. Go to parkerseminars.com and register today.
Before we begin, I wanted to give a huge shout out to Amazon Music for partnering with us on this episode of Three Techies Banter. But you'll hear more about this later on the episode. Let's get right into today's episode.
Hi, everyone. We are back with another edition of our shorts. We've got some very, very nice and encouraging feedback about it. People are very happy with Jonathan the tortoise. They're also extremely, extremely intrigued by the horse's ass and hamburgers and hamburg and what have you. Some of people have also told us, in fact, that, you know, it's a great companion in Bangalore traffic, that, you know, people at least they don't take the traffic so badly because they're laughing.
Correct.
So the neighboring cars start thinking, you know, there's something wrong that they don't know. And maybe that's how our podcast is getting popular. But so anyway, this episode, actually, we are for the first time experimenting in a studio-like format. We are in the Idea Brew studio, Sheetal and I. Nilesh, of course, still continues to be in Dublin. Not sure why, but he's there. So if you kind of see some frantic eye movement here and there, or lack of it, is because we are still getting used to the studio. With that, let me introduce this episode with a little insightful piece of news of my own. So do you guys know that those thick 5 rupee coins that we had, they've actually gone out of circulation? And do you know why?
No. I know it, but I'm not going to
this is why I
dig
don't
away.
Tell you first. Okay. So the reason for that is that the 5 rupee coin, actually, when they made it, it came with some, precious metals and metals that could be reprocessed. So all of these 5 rupee coins used to find their way to Bangladesh. They used to melt the 5 rupee coins and make razor blades. Now you will argue that, is it economical? It is. Because one 5 rupee coin makes 6 razor blades. One razor blade sells for 2 rupees. 6 razor blades sell for 12 rupees. 12 rupees minus 5 rupees is 7 rupees profit on every 5 rupee coin. So hence, the 5 rupee coin doesn't exist. In fact, now they've become much thinner. And metal has changed. So in fact, actually, it was a genuine issue. In fact, a side issue with the 5 rupee coin is that the weight of the 5 rupee coin was the same as the US dime. So Indian students used to take pocketfuls of them and drop it in the New Jersey Turnpike because they used to open the toll gate. So that was the reason for producing 5 rupee coins, but now the reason for it. So over to you guys.
Long live India Jugaad and Bangladeshi, even more Jugaad. chalo kuch to sikhaya humne desh ko aur videsh ko.
Definitely. Definitely. So let me start with, maybe let me ask you both of you a question, probably more pertinent to Samiran, maybe he has the answer to it. Do you know which is the highest selling car in 2023 Q1?
My God,
any guesses? I mean, any guesses?
But
I mean,
where? In where? The world?
In the world. Total number. Yeah.
In the world?
Yeah.
My God, I don't know. Maruti or something. Maruti.
Yeah, India is a... You know, mm-hmm. India
Tata
is not...
Tata ki koi gaadi hai kya?
World mein? No, actually, you know, did some research sometime back, you know. We feel that we have numbers, but when it comes to cars, na, the penetration is very, very, very low. We are still a
Japanese
very poor country.
Korean car. Yeah, I was just thinking Hyundai something, maybe.
Yeah, so you came very close. Logic says it is Toyota Corolla, right? Toyota is the highest, Toyota Corolla is the highest selling model over the, you know, over its lifespan. But in 2023 Q1, Toyota Corolla came second, and it came second to Tesla Model Y. And wow. I was hugely surprised, and that is why I wanted to put this in as our one of the shorts. So electric cars in globally, it sold about just 10,000 more. I think it was 260,000 for Tesla and 250,000.
Maybe for... Elon Musk bought those 10,000 extra ones. I'm suspicious.
By the way, yeah, you are so right, Samiran. So he had told the shareholders in one of his, he gets a ridiculous compensation for his position in Tesla. And the reason is that he hit all the milestones that he had promised the shareholders. One of the milestones was that he had said that Tesla car would be the highest selling car in the world by 2022. He missed it by one quarter. It was in Q1. Wow. Tesla Model Y globally is the largest selling model. And for me, that was like, wow, electric cars going, you know, becoming the highest selling ones.
This is just like Shah Rukh Khan buying Jawan tickets.
So because buying 10,000 cars, his compensation was much more than that.
Nothing.
Correct.
Like for Shagun, he must have got 10,001.
Yeah, correct. We have to have that, no?
Correct.
The Indian-ness of it. You know, so it's quite interesting, Nilesh, that just to add to your point, did you know that more and more women are buying electric cars versus men? That's another piece of research that we are finding, that more women are going towards the EVs than men. So that's an India perspective.
EVs are picking up in India. That's a very interesting thought. And Tata and Power women. Is doing a lot of work in, you know, putting the infrastructure. Right. Honestly, that is.
No, so in fact, all Taj properties everywhere you go have charging stations now. So, and I think all Taj, all Tata infrastructure, wherever, you know, offices, everyone has a charging station.
So it's quite fascinating because more women are buying cars. I have a I must say this to all our viewers and listeners that our shorts are not really anything to do with technology. We've decided that because we talk about the fact that we will talk about finance and, you know, things around technology, a lot of our shorts have nothing to do with technology sometimes. And because I come from the consumer research space, here's something that I figured. So I was speaking to a colleague and we were talking about researches and how different, you know, especially how consumers tend to use products versus how companies decide to really market them. So a washing machine, for example, is typically meant to wash clothes, but up north, it was used to make lassi, right? So a large percentage of washing machines were bought to make lassi in them. But what was interesting is this conversation that I was having where there was a lady who had a microwave in her house and she felt that the microwave was giving her trouble. She wanted to switch it to OTG. So the whole question on microwave, should I exchange it, not exchange it, will I get money for it and so on and so forth. And of course, the value conscious Indian said, okay, no, I will wait for a better price. 500 rupiah or something was what somebody was willing to give. And she decided, no, I have to get a better price for this. So she picked up the microwave and put it into her cupboard. And for safety, of course. And, you know, it was really about waiting for a better price. Because it was lying in the cupboard, she started putting her jewelry in the microwave. So her son one day says, "Are you bought a safe and you did not tell me?" And the mother looks very skeptically at the son and says, "But I don't have a safe." And he says, "No, but it's there." And she looks at him and says, "You've used the microwave so often. How do you think that it's become the safe?" So consumers can do anything, right? So, and the son thought it was a very, very high-tech digital safe because the microwave had the buttons and all of that. And he thought his mother had gone and bought a safe. She was just recycling the microwave to use it to put jewelry in her cupboard.
Sustainability for you.
I thought that was really funny. And it really, it reminds me every time of how we as Indians never want to let go of anything till we get the right value for it. So I thought that was an interesting piece of research to share with y'all.
So in fact, this I'll tell you this, that, you know, yeah, in fact, the Raddi market also follows seasonality. So in the rains, you know, Raddi prices drop.
Yes.
So I remember we used to wait for the rains to go so that you get 10 paisa more per kilo of English newspaper. Oh.
Speaking of the Raddi market, because we're doing things in our house, you know, we're getting rid of old furniture. And so I called the Raddi wala and I said, leke jao. And so I said, what do you do with this? So he said, we sell it to the bakeries because the bakeries need wood to run them. So they take all the old furniture, break it into pieces and sell it to the bakeries by the kilo. I didn't even know that.
Oh, amazing.
It's amazing, isn't it? So your furniture gets broken now. And oh, by the way, guess at what price they sell it to the bakeries? 2.5 rupees a kilo. For all the money that I pay my carpenter to make fancy furniture. So, yeah, but that's sustainable, right? At least we're not putting it somewhere where it gets damaged. So I thought it was quite a nice way to. So that was my piece of intelligence on doing up the house. My furniture is going into the bakery. Next time you get pow from somewhere, think of my house and the furniture and its contribution. Okay.
I think this is in line with very much what I started, right? Tesla, electric vehicles, and India selling the furniture in a sustainable manner. Fantastic.
It's sustainability all around. On that happy note, guys, yeah, this was another one of our shorts. We hope you enjoyed it. If you have some very interesting stories like this, please, please do share with us. We'd love to. And we'd definitely give a shout out to you for sharing these valuable, fun things on our shorts. So look forward to hearing from you guys on what we should cover on our shorts next. And if you have great stories, please send them in to us.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Three Techies Banter. Just wanted to say a big thank you to Amazon Music once again for partnering with us on this episode of the podcast.